Welcome to the Nehru Power Walk, our podcast where we talk about important issues to the regulatory community. And today on the Power Walk, we are welcoming Commissioner Ann Rendall of the Washington Utilities and Transportation Commission. So thank you for joining us today, Commissioner.
Thank you, Howard, for having me.
Sure. So you've been leading a series of webinars on wildfires, and the final one is going to come up next month in October, followed by a general session on the topic in November at NARUC's annual meeting. So before we get to the webinars and before we talk about the general session, can you give us an overview of why state commissioners are interested in the issue of wildfires and NARUC's particular role in bringing attention to this issue?
Sure. So wildfires, whether they're ignited from utility infrastructure or from natural or human causes, they're increasing, and the catastrophic impacts of wildfires to communities are increasing. And wildfires and wildfire risk are then impacting the affordability and the reliability of electric service to customers. And when electric service is disrupted, other critical utility services are also impacted: water, telecommunications, and gas service. So this is a significant issue for state commissions and for the regulatory community. And where significant wildfires have occurred, credit rating agencies immediately downgrade electric utilities' credit ratings, whether or not it's clear whether the utility has caused the fire. If the utility is at fault, regardless of whether the state has strict liability laws or negligence laws, it doesn't matter because jury awards can and will be significant. I think PacifiCorp's experience in Oregon is a key example, where they're facing judgments of up to $65 billion from a fire there. Wildfires and wildfire risk are not just limited to California and the West in general, although right now there is a significant amount of wildfire activity in the West. Other regions of the country and states outside the West have experienced significant wildfires, as well as the smoke from the Canadian wildfires, with which folks in the East can remember from last summer or the summer before, and it can cause a significant risk for utility service and to human health. So because of the risk, and not just the credit rating agencies downgrading the capital ratings, but insurance companies are also raising the cost of premiums and reducing the availability of insurance to utilities and homeowners. So wildfires and the risk of wildfires are causing financial and affordability concerns for electric utilities and their customers, as well as reliability issues, as utilities are applying mitigation measures and system hardening to address these issues. Some of the ways utilities are mitigating wildfire risk is to implement procedures to de-energize electric lines, and these include what are the well-known public safety power shutoffs, or PSPS, where utilities simply cut power to lines in areas of significant wildfire risk to avoid an ignition. And so unless these are well managed through coordination with communities and other utility providers and first responders, this can create significant issues and customer frustration. Other de-energizing events can occur due to utilities changing their settings for reclosers on lines so that they trip quickly and they don't reclose when a fault happens on the line, as well as when emergency officials and first responders request a utility to de-energize a line due to an emergency in the territory. So there's financial affordability and reliability impacts for utilities and customers, and that requires state commissioners to better understand these risks and to work with utilities to mitigate impacts on customers. So one of NARUC's key roles is to educate and inform its members on key emerging issues affecting the regulatory community and how we regulate these industries. NARUC, through the Center for Partnerships and Innovation and in partnership with the Critical Infrastructure Committee, has created this three-part series of educational sessions and workshops for state commissioners and staff to better understand the risks and the financial affordability and reliability impacts to utilities and their customers. We had the first two sessions on June 24th and August 5th. And as you said, we have one more session on October 8th. And then we'll talk more later, but there's a general session at the November meeting to focus on this topic, and then a workshop following Tuesday afternoon on November 12th to better engage on what we have learned about wildfire risk from these sessions and plan our future efforts to help state commissions on this issue.
Okay, so thank you for that overview. And you've laid a great foundation for why this is really a critical issue. So if you could take a moment to try to encourage other commissioners who are not in a quote unquote wildfire state to get involved, what would you say to them to encourage them to really participate and engage in these conversations?
As I said, it's not just a Western issue. We've had examples of forest fires and grassland fires in other states outside of the West. Florida, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Texas, and Minnesota are examples. And all it takes is the right conditions of dry air, of really strong winds to impact utility infrastructure that can cause an ignition. So it's really important for state commissions to understand the risk. I also mentioned that so in our first session, Gabe Grossberg with S&P Global said to all of us that all the electric utilities across the country, that they're potentially downgrading their credit ratings because of wildfire risk. So this is a significant issue for all state commissioners to understand what's impacting the rates that their utilities are going to be asking for because of the credit availability and risk, and also the insurance availability and risk. It's really important, just like cyber and other significant risks, that state regulators understand and are better prepared for this risk rather than ignoring it and thinking that it's not going to happen to you.
Okay. So for consumers and consumer advocates who are in these states that are affected, we understand why they are engaged in this. But other consumers, what's at stake for them? Why should they care?
Well, just like, state regulators who are focused on consumers and consumer rates, consumers and consumer advocates should also be interested because this can affect every state and every utility. And even if a state hasn't experienced a wildfire, the financial impacts are likely already affecting consumers and their rates. So, as I said, it's impacting the credit availability and credit ratings of all utilities across the country. And the insurance risks, whether it's from wildfire fires or other extreme weather risk, consumers are experiencing this impact through increased rates. So consumers and consumer advocates should be paying attention to this. And also if a utility needs to, it is not fully prepared for a wildfire and it occurs in their service territory, and they trigger a public safety power shutoff, if the consumers and the consumer advocates are not prepared for this to occur, then that's a significant issue for consumers. So they should be prepared, just like any other risk, and also be aware of the financial impact for consumers.
So we've already talked about that there's a series of three webinars. Can you briefly talk about the objectives for each webinar?
Sure. So these were intended, just like all of NARUC's activities, to raise awareness and educate NARUC members on the financial and affordability risks of wildfire. So the sessions were intended to provide specific information to commissioners and staff, and then have an opportunity after 1 hour of essentially webinars to then have a conversation just with the commissioners and staff about what they heard, what raises issues for them, what should we be concerned about. So the first session was on June 24th. It focused on specifically the impacts of wildfires and wildfire risk on financial, credit risk and ratings, and also insurance risk and insurance ratings. The second session featured speakers from California and the national labs who discussed their efforts on various risk mitigation and prevention techniques, as well as California's comprehensive planning and liability risk strategies. And then the labs focused on their work on risk mitigation strategies for Bonneville Power Administration and other federal entities. The third session, which is scheduled for October 8th, is going to further discuss comprehensive efforts to mitigate risk. So, discussing California's structured program to assist participating utilities with liability risk and damages, essentially a risk pool, efforts by the Electric Sector Coordinating Council's Wildfire Working Group to work with federal agencies such as the Forest Service and Bureau of Land Management to coordinate efforts to mitigate risk on federal lands. So, a lot of utilities have transmission lines that run through federal lands, and they need to work with those agencies to figure out how to better manage the vegetation around lines, do work and do work on the lines to prevent wildfires. And then we're also going to be, discussing potential state and federal solutions for liability and damage risk to utilities. Then after that, we're going to have a general session talking about these issues, but we have a workshop scheduled for Tuesday afternoon, November 12th, at the annual NARUC meeting. And we're going to discuss and share what we learned from these three sessions and begin to focus on how to provide support for NARUC members going forward on this topic.
Okay, so what feedback have you gotten so far on the previous webinars? What are people saying?
So we've had some very positive feedback for those states that have participated. And I have to say, mostly it's been Western commissioners, but we've had a few commissioners and staff from other states. From those states that have experienced wildfire risk, they've basically said they would have appreciated knowing about this before a wildfire had occurred. They had really helpful suggestions or topics about how they're handling it in their states, but really helpful to understand what the risks are and how it's impacting utilities generally, and how to better coordinate and prepare for events going forward. And for those utilities, for those states that haven't experienced this risk, it's been eye-opening, I think, for them to understand what other states and state commissions have been going through and learning from other states of what actions they've taken. So I think it's been a helpful start. But it has been, I think, primarily focused for commissioners from the West. But this is really something that all commissioners really need to be prepared for and understand, as I mentioned earlier.
Definitely. So hopefully, other commissions that haven't been engaged after they listen to the podcast and maybe listen to some of the previous recordings of the other sessions that you've had, maybe they will be convinced that they need to participate. And my next question speaks to technologies. Are you aware of or learning of new technologies to help assist with wildfire detection? You talk about mitigation strategies. Are we getting insights from industry?
Yes, and this is definitely maturing over time. I want to go back just to say that each of the educational portions of the three regulator roundtable series, that first hour, we are recording those, and those are available just for commissioners and staff if they're interested, and they can be available through the Critical Infrastructure Committee or contacting Jody Raines at NARUC CPI. So I just want to let folks know that that is available. It's not generally available and posted, but if you're interested in watching them, just please reach out to Jody. So in terms of technology, again, this whole industry has changed and developed and is continuing to change and develop. But I think some of the key technologies that are working and continue to be developed, and there will be more technology developed as we go forward. So some of the hardening techniques are different ways to cover conductors so it won't create an ignition, wrapping, wood poles or having treatments on poles so they don't catch fire. Having specific technology for reclosers on lines. So if a fault hits a line, it'll it'll open so that the line won't be live, but they're set to reclose in the event there's just some odd fault on the line. But there are settings for wildfires that prevent the recloser from reclosing. And then you have to go out and monitor the line, and also better monitoring on the lines for distribution and transmission lines to see the condition of the lines and what's going on. In terms of vegetation management techniques, many utilities are using drones, collecting data through LIDAR, and then using AI to better understand the data that they're collecting in terms of the risk of vegetation in that area, if there are trees that are too close or things that need to be trimmed, the condition of the trees, are they dead trees, are they live trees? It also can be used, drones can also be used to monitor pole and infrastructure conditions to see what needs to be fixed. A lot of utilities are using weather monitoring systems. So they're collecting data. They actually have weather specialists and they collect data and they have cameras throughout their service territory to monitor conditions as well and to detect smoke early. So those are some of the technologies that are being used. And as I said, more and more technology and opportunities for both prevention and monitoring of the system are developing. And some of these techniques actually can be used not just for wildfire, but they can benefit other ways for managing system reliability. So, the utilities are sharing this information with each other, the technology companies are sharing this information, and so it is a growing industry and a growing way of maintaining and preventing from wildfires.
Okay, that sounds very promising. So I know that you probably cannot speak to the utilities that you regulate, but what are you hearing from other commissioners regarding utilities being engaged? Are they doing enough? And what is the best way for regulators to engage with utilities on this subject outside of formal proceedings?
Well, I would say just on that last question that regulators should be talking to their utilities about what they're doing to prepare for wildfires and wildfire risk. And they can do that without being in a proceeding and just to find out what they're doing. In Washington, we did ask our utilities to file wildfire mitigation plans. We didn't have as a part of their reliability planning. And so there are things you can do to work with your utilities. And then we ask the utilities to come in and every year and explain how their plans are changing, what their efforts are going forward. I think all utilities should be working to understand their risk exposure to wildfire and the areas that they're most at risk. And this is just general, I think, risk prevention and risk mitigation, good practice. Just like utilities work on cybersecurity and focus on their cyber posture and any other risks. But I think utilities need to better understand this risk. And so, in terms of are utilities doing enough? So Michael Ware, who's with Stanford University, did put out a report, and that's posted on the critical infrastructure site, that did evaluate based on techniques that California has used, did evaluate many of the investor-owned utilities in the West in terms of what they have done, and whether that's enough really depends on the utility service territory and the risks that they have. But they are planning to. Michael Ware and his group are planning to expand their analysis to consumer-owned utilities in the West, but also utilities across the country, just to share what utilities are doing and what techniques are working. I would say most utilities across the country are probably not prepared for this risk, and it's something they should be focusing on.
Okay. So what can we expect from the discussion on wildfires at the annual meeting in November?
So there is a general session for Tuesday afternoon. We will be focusing on these risks. What are some of the comprehensive techniques that California has used? And, obviously different service territories have different experiences and different risks. So we'll have a utility CEO talking about their experience. I think Cindy Crane from PacifiCorp will be on that panel. We'll have a representative of the National Association of the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association. And we'll be hearing from Michael Wehra, and we're hopefully having a financial specialist to talk about the financial risk. Again, to provide to the near community what these risks are and what can be done to address them. And then following that general session, we'll have a workshop. We'll spend the first hour of that workshop really talking about what we learned from the three series of meetings with regulators and the webinars, and then really talking about the future. And our hope is that we will be able to, through NARUC CPI, have a working group to develop a handbook for regulators on how to approach wildfire risk. And so we'll spend time during the workshop really developing what the scope of that work should be, and listening from regulators, from those with experience, and also from other utilities like water utilities and telecommunications companies and gas companies on how what their interests in and are in this area, and how we need to really focus on collaborating. It's not just the electric utility. As I said at the beginning, electric service really provides support for other utilities. And if that electric service is not available, it impacts customers in many, many ways. So this is really intended to be an integrated effort to really find some assistance for regulators, similar to what NARUC has done on the cybersecurity space.
Right.
So providing support for regulators.
Great. So looking ahead into the future, unfortunately, we know that wildfires are not going away. It's going to be a persistent issue. So how are we going to keep this conversation, this initiative going forward?
Again, so it won't be going away. You're correct. And I think it will expand to other areas. And so through developing this handbook, and hopefully having additional sessions as we develop the handbook, working with states to really highlight the issue, provide this as a opportunity for commissioners and commission staff to better understand how to work with this risk, and also include the utilities and what they're doing. And we can encourage technology vendors who have technologies or different products that they're developing that can help with this risk, have them participate in NARUC meetings, have sessions at future NARUC meetings, and at different regional meetings is also another way we can work on this. But I'd encourage utilities to pay attention to this risk, and encourage state commissioners to pay attention to this risk. And I'm happy to be a resource, and there are other state commissioners who have experienced this risk, happy to be a resource to folks as well.
So, Commissioner Rendall, before we close, I do want to give you an opportunity to touch on any aspects of the wildfire issue that we have not had a chance to discuss yet.
I'm sure there are a number of areas that I don't even know and I'm not aware of yet. And I think that's really the focus that this future work will do. This is not going away. This is just not a one and done effort for NARUC. And so I'm still learning and appreciate the risk, and really, as I said, how it impacts all the utility. It's the whole regulatory space that we're in at NARUC. It is not just a Western issue, not just an electric utility issue. And so encourage everyone to get involved, stay involved and participate in this effort.
Wow, thank you so much. So, thank you for taking a brief power walk with us through your wildfire initiative. And I've learned a lot just chatting with you briefly. I hope to continue to learn more as you learn more in the great work that the CPI group is doing to help support this topic. And we encourage folks to attend the, this is just for commissioners and commission staff, correct?
Well, the first hour of these meetings is open to anyone who's interested. And then the second hour is just for commissioners and staff to really have a conversation about what we heard and what we think about what we heard. So,
okay, then I would encourage anyone listening to participate in the October webinar. At least everyone can listen in on that first part of it. And of course, anyone can register for the NARUC annual meeting and attend the general session to learn even more about the Wildfires Initiative. So again, thank you so much for your work and this effort, Commissioner Rendall, and thank you for moderating the series of conversations.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate this, Regina. Thank you for including me in this opportunity. I really appreciate it.